can go kick rocks. I'm a stack bricks up, build what I want to make. Yeah, I'ma do it my way.
Yo, it's the Sandwich Generation with my girl Mitch. Relationships, kids, Asian parents, work, what the fuck?
Yeah, I'ma do it my way.
The Sandwich Generation. Now, here's Mitch.
What's up? You know, hit it. If you know that song, then you know. My name is Mitch. Welcome to the Sandwich Generation, where we talk about all things family, culture, and the generations that make us who and what we are. Got a little bit of my voice back, and that feels good. So in case you're new here, the Sandwich Generation includes people like, as De La Soul said, just me, myself, and I, who are caring for their children, minding their own business, or trying to, and trying to support their aging parents. We are literally sandwiched in between generations, holding responsibilities in both directions. And in this generational sandwich, the top bun of this her podcast is represented by the kids. You know, they're full of growth, change, and forward momentum. The meat is the middle generation, where self-care is essential because you are pulled both upward and downward at the same time. And then the bottom bun is the elders. Not because they're beneath anyone, but because they're the foundation of everything. They carry the history, the lessons, the roots, and the wisdom that hold the entire structure together. They are the base upon which the rest of this her whole family rests. So, in a nutshell, that's the sandwich generation, connected upward, downward, and inward all at once. So today's episode is special. I thought we would combine something that has an internal rhythm along with the rhythm of the season, and it is called the drums. We are stepping into rhythm, memory, movement, and what drums mean across the December holidays. So before we get started, let's remember the details, the links, and the sources for everything we talk about today. The spelling on everything is DASANDWICHGENRATION. So the website is thesandwichgeneration.com. And if you get a little lost there, it's https://thesandwichgeneration.com. And you can always email us your ideas, answers to today's questions. You might know more than I do. I ain't saying I know everything, child. I ain't never told you I know everything. That's why we are building community, right? So you can send in your requests to call in or even your requests to be on the show. So let's talk about them drums and them babies, the little ones, the top bun. Okay. So your first rhythm is actually your heartbeat. Did you know that the first drum any human ever hears is their mom's heartbeat? So, yep, the very first drum that any of us ever hear is internal, but we don't just feel it. We hear it with our very first built-in instruments, the eardrum. So the eardrum is a thin, delicate membrane, and it vibrates just like the skin of a drum every single time a sound wave hits it. And this is like long before we're born, it starts picking up a steady rhythm of the mother's heartbeat. And that sets the foundation for how we learn pattern as humans, rhythm. It even gives us a sense of safety and connection. So in a way, the eardrum is our original percussion teacher. You know, like in The Little Mermaid when Sebastian says, percussion, strings, winds, woods. Yeah. You know, if you're in the sandwich generation, you know all of the Disney movies because you had to watch them to put your babies to sleep. Don't act like you don't know. You know what I'm talking about. So it all starts with what? The percussion of that mama's heartbeat. You know, that tunes us into the world through our eardrum before we even take our first breath. So before language, before sight, understanding. Hell, before we even given a name, we know rhythm. The womb is basically a surround sound, drum chamber. And it's that steady boom, 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 that bass, you know, that becomes the internal soundtrack that helps to develop a baby's nervous system. So as soon as babies can move, they start beating on things. You know, that's when it gets fun. They start beating on the tables, pots. You know, you ain't even got to spend a whole lot of money. Just get like a spoon, a metal spoon, a cooking spoon, and a pot. Your baby gonna be so happy. You don't even have to worry about it. You know, they start beating on the high chairs, anything that's around them that makes a sound. And that's when it starts getting exciting. But that banging is not random. It's both creation and recreation, right? They're recreating what they heard in the womb. They're trying to get back to their own personal history. Yes, babies have history, right? And so, you know, recreation, recreation, whatever it is, research shows that newborns and infants are naturally drawn to rhythmic patterns. And they will just, I don't know where, start drumming, clapping, tapping. I remember, you know, my oldest son, it seemed like he was just always making songs. And I never knew what he was gonna come up with. But that banging isn't random. So their tiny little bodies are remembering a rhythm they've known since their beginning. Their history, I dare say, even the beginning of time, because Mother Earth even has its own beat and resonance. So if you put music on, especially something with a strong, steady beat, you'll see them babies, you know, the little toddlers, they'll start bouncing and swaying. They'll pat the floor if you don't give them anything else. And sometimes it totally looks like they be twerking. It's so funny. It is so funny. Their little booties be popping up and down and everything, but they don't need instructions, you know. They don't need somebody to tell them that their reaction to the music is bad. Rhythm is just in them. So across cultures, the drum is seen as a reflection of our own internal rhythm. It reflects our individual and cultural heartbeats. It can help to moderate our breathing cycles. And it can set the tone for our emotional rhythms. There are so many indigenous and African diasporic traditions that say the drum is the heartbeat of the people. And babies respond to it so instantly because their internal system recognizes the pattern. Pre-birth is prehistoric for them. And if you've ever held a baby while drumming or dancing, you'll notice that they start syncing with your rhythm. So you got to be regulated, right? And that actually has a name. It's called entrainment. The brain syncing to an external beat. Because remember, they're born with an internal one. So let's think about the holidays. And let's focus on the song, The Little Drummer Boy, right? I know Pentatonix has a particular version of it. But let's think about how this pertains to the upcoming holidays. This season, one song that seems to keep coming up in terms of production, you know, different people that have produced and recorded this song in the Black community is the beloved Little Drummer Boy. I want to say the Jacksons had a version, but I could be wrong. I don't know. But it's the perfect story and song combination for kids, and it can connect childhood, innocence, culture, and drumming in an amazing way. And obviously it can connect the generations. So I know Destiny's Child has a version with Solange, Beyonce's sister, you know, a fun and youthful version. And then may they rest in peace, Whitney Houston and Bobby Christina, mother and daughter, had a generational connection version. May they rest in power, as we say in our community, or rest in peace. And both of these songs give you a chance to talk about how rhythm is passed down through families. If you want to play the song and talk about it with, you know, your kids or your family. Now, let's think about something. I have a question or an observation, and I would love your feedback on this. I'm noticing something, and it's just a thought process, so I want to know, like, what your thoughts are on this. In my very humble opinion, it's just me. It's just Mitch right now. It's just you, me, and Mitch. You know, I feel like a lot of black kids today, not all, but a lot of them, they really be struggling to keep up with the beat. I don't be understanding, like, I don't get it. What the hell is happening? Is it something in the water? Is it something in the milk? What the hell is happening? And I'm wondering, like, what is that all about? Is it that we have less exposure to live music? You know, my mother used to take me to Disney on Ice. Even though she's deaf, she made sure I got that music in. Are we having fewer family gatherings where we're dancing and playing music, dancing as a family? Do they not do double dutch as we did growing up? Because that's very rhythm that oriented, you know, very rhythmic. But I'm just going to be honest. I never got the hang of that. I wish I could. I see the ladies on there now double dutching on social media, on the socials. They be working it out. Them ladies be tearing it up, and I can't. Girl, I just, I might break a toe or a knee or a leg or something. But it's beautiful. I am the best cheerleader and observer of that whole situation. But no, I ain't going, nope. But, you know, and then I do know when I was growing up, we had clap games that we would play. And one of them was Miss Mary Mac, all dressed in black with silver buttons all down her back. And if I remember correctly, we would jump rope to that, but I never double dutched. Is it less church? A lot of our favorite R&B and pop artists got their start in church. Were they isolated during COVID? Although I saw this before COVID, child. It was not COVID that did this here. Or is it just my imagination? Just my imagination once again. Running away with me. So, I don't know. Maybe I got it wrong. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. But I want to hear from you. What do you think about this? Make sure you send your thoughts, your stories, your theories, and even your voice recordings to thesandwichgeneration@gmail.com. And so that's wrapping up our first segment about them kids, the top bun. You know, babies drumming is so cute. And they drum because they come from rhythm. Rhythm is what creates them. And kids move because rhythm is memory. And as a people, as a black community, rhythm binds culture across generations for us. So coming up next, we're stepping into the middle of the sandwich. We're talking about self-care, the rhythm inside of us. Does drumming heal? Does it have the potential to heal us? Can it help us along our journey, dancing to the drum? Step into the beat of our own drum, right? As a parent, as a caretaker, as a person who's caring for themselves. So we want to think about self-care and the rhythm inside of us, how drumming heals. And if you can't get to a drumming circle, maybe the drumming circle is inside of you. So remember, for more information on this segment and on this entire episode, you can go to our website, which is thesandwichgeneration.com. Don't forget to email your ideas and responses to today's question. So, like I said, we're going to talk more about drumming and how it connects to the holidays, how it connects to the little drummer theme, and how it bonds us as people. And another thing that's interesting is there's so many different cultures that have different versions of drumming. We'll talk a little bit about that too. Native Americans see it one way. Africans see it another way. Up next. Mm-hmm.
Let's go. I need a change in my life, cause I don't feel alive and there's nothing that makes me happy. Oh.
And we all got dreams, we all want things, but what you gonna do for it? How you gonna move for it? What you gonna be?
Hey, 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 what up again? My name is Mitch. Welcome back to the Sandwich Generation. We just wrapped up our segment on kids and rhythm, and now we're going to slide into the meat of the sandwich, which is self-care, healing, stress, and using rhythm to regulate ourselves. Because honestly, you can't regulate nobody else if you dysregulated, baby. Baby, if you ain't got it together, nope, you can't do nothing for nobody, nowhere, at no time. So don't forget, if you would like to send us some information or extend this conversation, you can email us at thesandwichgeneration@gmail.com. So rhythm can be regulation. You know, drumming isn't just entertainment. It's a whole body regulation tool. And studies even show this. Group drumming can reduce anxiety and depression, because ain't nobody got time for that shit. It can boost immune function, right? Maybe it can prevent you from getting a cold, thusly. Okay? It can increase natural killer cell activity. You know, the bad ones. We want to kill the bad ones. The bad cells are the ones we want out. It can promote anti-inflammatory responses. Because, you know, them knees need to be situated. You know, and that rotator cuff situation, whatever that is, you did tennis elbow, we need it to be uninflamed. So maybe it could help with that. It can improve executive function and focus, and it can increase pain tolerance. Drumming is quite literally medicine. And if you pair it with dance, like I do, your whole nervous system can reset. You can have the potential for a whole body, whole spirit, whole soul reset. The drum gives the signal and the body responds. So regarding pregnancy and rhythm, if there's a pregnant mama in the middle of this intergenerational sandwich listening today, this part is for you. And I want to reiterate, you could potentially be a pregnant grandma too, that's trying to raise your kids. And, you know, you are having another child and you are trying to take care of your elder, you know, or your sandwich, your version of it might have you as a pregnant teen who's trying to honor your grandma or your granddaddy that took care of you and raised you. So the sandwich generation looks quite different nowadays, and I do believe I need to start doing a show on that. You know, we think that the sandwich generation has people no younger than 30 and no older than 50, but that's not exactly right. Anyway, if we're talking to someone in the middle or wherever you are, and let's just say that you're pregnant, you know someone in your family that's pregnant, the baby already knows rhythm. They're already entrained to mom's heartbeat and mom's breath. And when you drum, when mom drums or moves or dances, the baby feels it. They feel it gently and safely and rhythmically, and they absorb that into their little bodies. It's so cute. Some cultures even drum to the baby to welcome them into this world. They welcome them with rhythm before they're even born. For example, a lot of West African traditions, like the Yoruba and the Mandinka communities, excuse me, and that voice is still tripping just a little bit, but it's better than last show. Some West African traditions use drumming around pregnant mothers as part of communal gatherings, part of the naming rituals, and part of the welcoming practices. And then there are some Native American nations that incorporate drumming that resembles the heartbeat into their ceremonies to help honor that pregnancy and the concept of pregnancy as a whole, and to help welcome this new life into the world. There are also some Polynesian and Pacific Island cultures that use rhythmic chanting and percussive sounds around the expectant mother to support their spiritual and familial traditions. So thinking about December and the rhythm of December, right? December is actually one of the most rhythmic months. You have kind of what I call the holiday trifecta, right? You got Christmas, Hanukkah, and Kwanzaa, right? So, you know, with Christmas, you've got Little Drummer Boy and African diasporic traditions. Then with Hanukkah, that ties into the ancient Jewish frame drum traditions among the Sephardic and Mizrahi communities. And then Kwanzaa starts with drumming in many ceremonies, which grounds the entire celebration in African rhythm. So rhythm brings communities together during a season that's supposed to be about bringing the light, right? Bringing the unity and renewal. So there are benefits and, I don't know if you want to call them risks or annoyances of drumming. So let's just be real. Drumming has its benefits and it also has its annoyances, the downside, right? You got the upside and the downside. So some of the benefits are it can reduce stress, whether you're drumming or dancing to the drum. You can release emotion. You get a chance to kind of zone out. It might be your zen. You know, you get caught up in the trance. And actually in a lot of indigenous cultures, you know, they whip themselves into a trance, you know, by dancing to the drum. Drumming can strengthen your immune response, like I said earlier, stimulate your memory. And it's a social bonding tool, you know. Literally, they're called drumming circles because you're surrounded by your family, your friends, and other people in your community. So some of the annoyances or the risks are, for some people, it can trigger migraines. Like for me, you know, those singing bowls. Love the concept, and I'm really happy that it helps some people. But them suckers be getting on my nerves. I can't with the singing bowls. Can we just not do the singing bowl? You know, so some people have that kind of reaction to the drum. Loud drumming has the potential to contribute to hearing issues, depending on what type of drum and how you're doing it. Poor posture, you know, if you're drumming incorrectly, it can cause a lot of muscle tension. And obviously, like your hands, you know, you've got to make sure that if you're, you know, there's so many different kinds of drums. If you're playing the conga drums or, you know, the talking drum, you need to make sure that you're tending to your hands. And then also some people might find it like overstimulating. It might be a little bit too much. So I'm just wondering, you know, and this is a good conversation. I'm hoping that every show is a good conversation piece that you can, you know, open up a conversation either with your elder, in this case yourself, or your kids. You know, how does drumming feel to you? If you open this up to your elder or your kids, you might find a better way to care for them. So remember, send your experiences, good or bad, to thesandwichgeneration@gmail.com. So, you know, it might also be good to think about how the drum can guide your life movement, your movements in this life. Like, how does the drum, like the saying, dance to the beat of your own drum. How does it help you move through life? You know, when you're drumming through life, you know, what is the rhythm? So some therapists suggest that using drumming it's kind of like somatic therapy to some people. So it works through their body. It's not just an instrument, and it's not just talk. So you might find some information about that at somatictherapytoday.com. But it's not just making noise, right? It's deeply embodied through rhythm. So when you combine dance and the drum, it can be a powerful form of self-regulation. And remember, you can't regulate the top bun or the bottom bun if you are the meat in the middle and you yourself are not regulated. You've got to regulate yourself, boo. Boo, you got to pull it together, sister. You know, so movement along with the beat can contribute to meaning. You might have an epiphany, or, you know, you might come to an awareness about, you know, some things that you're going through. So practical drumming and rhythmic exercises, especially what's called bilateral, like using both hands, or cross body movements, which you get a lot of those in dances. And, you know, like freestyle, impromptu, improvisational dances. They're used in therapeutic settings to help people regulate their autonomic nervous system. And you can find out about that by going to Rhythm to Recovery. And then there are studies that groups of people drumming show changes in their neuroendocrine immune markers. I dare you to say that 15 times, sister. Do it. Anyway, like, for example, it can increase the markers that show reduced stress. Because I ain't even going to try to say that word. Okay. All right. I'm going to try to say it. Dehydropyrimidine to cortisol ratio. See, I shouldn't even try to say that shit. Anyway, it helps you to reduce your stress. What else you need to know, girl? What y'all need to know? It helps you to be less stressed out. And, you know, culturally speaking, it's our version of Zen. How about that? You know what I'm saying? So this is the things that we have to think about in terms of self-care. Because, you know, we need certain ways of figuring out how to balance all of these things. We have to make sure that, you know, we are together so that we can keep our families together. So one of the things I would love you guys to email me is your own experiences, like, you know, how combining the drumming with dance helps you to get centered, how the drum guides your movement, how, like, responding to the rhythm pulls it together, especially as a family. Like, do you do this with your elder, your kids, your cousins? Is it a whole family, you know, experience? Because, you know, drumming is powerful enough by itself. But when you combine it with movement or dance, without judgment, shall I say, without judgment, it can really help to regulate the nervous system. It can be calming. It can be regulating. And it can be restorative. And the thing that's really cool regarding regulating is it can be co-regulative, right? Like, you can regulate yourself with your child, can regulate yourself with your elder. But first, you gotta what? Regulate yourself with yourself, damn it. You can't regulate yourself with nobody until you regulate yourself with yourself. You got to check yourself before you wreck yourself, okay? So that was the middle layer, the meat of self-care and rhythm. So drumming can heal, but I'm glad we talked about a little bit of the challenges, right? It can activate our memory, our movement, breath, and it can help to build community. So coming up next, we got that bottom bun, which is our elders, the foundation. We're going to think about how rhythm might help to bring memory back to life. So don't forget to visit us at thesandwichgeneration.com. And send your thoughts, ideas, and stories on drumming. I really would love to see some videos, especially with the babies. I love the babies, y'all. I love the babies. Coming up.
like I'm losing my mind. Is everybody in the world blind? Please, Lord, give me a sign, a sign.
Welcome back. My name is Mitch. This her is the Sandwich Generation. So we've talked about the kids. We've talked about ourselves in the middle. And now we have arrived at that bottom bun, which is our elders. They hold everything together, don't they? They're the foundation of it all. And so today we're going to talk about what drumming and rhythm mean for memory, aging, culture, and legacy. And so, you know, you can look this up for yourself on YouTube. Just enter something like, you know, music, you know, takes elder back, or music takes man in nursing home back to his youth. If you play music for elders, especially if they're in cognitive decline or Alzheimer's or any form of dementia, a lot of times there'll be just that spark, that minute of spark where they remember their youth and they hearken back to, you know, the back in the day, you know, back in my day when they used to drum themselves, or they used to, you know, go out dancing with their friends. So, you know, you'll see them suddenly remember the lyrics, start clapping on beat or dancing or even singing. And that's the interesting thing, is even though my mother is deaf, her type of deafness is called late deafness. She's late deafened, but she still knows some of those Motown songs, and she'll break out and start singing sometimes. And that is the power of rhythm. Think about it, that she's deaf and on key, she can just start singing to any song, you know, that she remembers from her youth. So again, getting to those studies, you know, because some people need the data. Studies show that, you know, listening to rhythmic music, you know, and the drum is what carries the rhythm of the music, it can stimulate long-term memory. So, you know, the younger you play this for your elder, maybe it can help them to retain some of their memories. It can improve their mood, because that's one of the big things with dementia is sometimes, sorry, I don't know how else to say it, but they can get pretty mean. They can get kind of ornery. They can get quite ornery. They can have temper tantrums. Talk about harking back to days of yore, you know. And they start falling all out on the floor, or their version of it. But it can increase engagement, you know. A lot of times you don't know what to say. It can give you a good opportunity to spend with your elder. And in dementia care, there are times that it can reduce agitation. So it can soothe them. And so, you know, when you talk about drumming circles for elders, it can improve, you know, the accuracy of what they remember and, you know, support their cognitive health. It can help them to regulate their emotions. And it can even help them with physical coordination, because even though they might not be able to walk, they can still use their hands and they can still drum. So you might think about, you know, older drummers in a drumming community. If you're listening, and if you know of any, I would love to know what drumming has meant for them. Because sadly, that's one of the things that happens as we age, is we're no longer able to walk. But that doesn't mean that we're not able to do anything. We don't have to give up all of our hopes and dreams. All of our hopes and dreams are not stored in our legs. There are other things that we could do. So, you know, the drumming can bring up memories, and sometimes you can see these emotional responses on their faces. And then I wonder, like, what are some of their challenges with drumming? Are they not allowed to drum in their assisted, you know, living facility? Are they not allowed to drum, you know, in the neighborhood where they live? But, you know, if we could connect the community, you know, even the global community through drumming, how could it support women? How could it, you know, support kids? What is the intergenerational connection for drumming? So, you know, rhythm can literally bring somebody back for a moment. I'm trying to remember which song that is. Is the I'm going to take you back, way back. So speaking of songs, there's a few other versions of Little Drummer Boy that you can patch into your Spotify or Pandora. My stream of choice is YouTube Music. Thank you very much. Because I like that it coordinates with YouTube itself. But there, RuPaul has a track called Little Drummer Boy, which is an R&B mix. And I think that's on Spotify. Then Mary J. Blige, up in her dancery, has an album called A Merry Christmas, M-A-R-Y. She has a version of the Little Drummer Boy. And so, you know, and then, you know, in our community, there's versions by Teddy Pendergrass. There's a version by Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. And this can really awaken old memories, you know, and help keep those alive and provide a bridge. But my all-time favorite, all-time version of the Little Drummer Boy came in my esteemed year of birth. Yes, y'all. The year that I was born in 1970 and is by none other than The Temptations. I mean, the intro in that song does it all, okay? I mean, it starts right out the gate with this really funky rolling drum beat. I mean, if you are sitting down, it's going to make you want to get up and dance. And then it steamrolls right into this most amazing harmony. So, you know, visit our website. I'm going to post it on the website. It's on YouTube and you can check it out. You can hear it. And our website, again, just in case you missed it the first couple of times that I said it, is dasandwichgenration.com. dasandwichgeneration.com. And you can email us anytime at thesandwichgeneration@gmail.com. So I'm going to definitely post that up there, because if you've never heard it, you need to check it out on Spotify, Pandora. Like I said, YouTube is my stream of choice. It's definitely one of my faves. It just brings back a lot of memories. And it also just like kind of connects the people to the people. Sometimes you just got to connect the people to the people. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? You understand what I'm saying? So then, of course, you got Hanukkah, and there are traditional handheld drum rhythms that can remind people about celebrations that have passed. And then you got Kwanzaa. You know, the drum connects the African-American elders to the African heritage and to ancestry. One thing that's interesting about the talking drum is that it can travel faster than horses. The sound of it can. And it was banned during slavery because it was actually a communication tool. And then when the drums were taken away by the oppressors, then people don't understand, Africans and the Irish were in very close proximity, and tap dance has elements of both of those cultures. And so a lot of what you see in tap dance takes the communication of those talking drums that were taken away. So there's so much history behind drums as it pertains to our people, you know. And this is a great opportunity to ask your elders about that. You know, start drumming and see what your mama do, right? See if she start doing some of those African dances. Or some dances from her youth. Maybe play like a Motown song or a song from the 60s or the 50s. And just see what her reaction is. Actually verbalize and invite them to dance with you. Come on now, Pop, can you dance with me? I just want to see how you used to do it back in the day. What's the harm in that, right? Invite them to sing a song from their youth, or if they're shy or embarrassed, get them to hum it to you. It can bring life back in the room, y'all. We got to bring life back in the room. Who can do it? You can do it. You know, you are the one that has to tie this all in together. Maybe that moment with your elder when you took them back, way back. You know, maybe that allays your fears a little bit too. Maybe that puts your guard down and gives you an enjoyable moment. Aside from the honoriness, aside from the diaper changes that you might have with your elder and your kids. Don't nobody understand that shit. Sorry. Pun intended. No, nobody understand that shit. You changing your mama diaper and then you got to change your son diaper too. Ain't nobody got time for that. Don't nobody know what that means, but you put on that drum. You play some drums on YouTube. You know, if you have a drum, a djembe drum, you don't have to know how to do it. You don't have to know how to play it. Sometimes it's all in the experience and the trying of it. And that's what builds the family. That's what brings you back to yourself so that you can care for your elder, so that you can care for your kids, so that you can enjoy this life's journey. And you know what the answer is? It's in the ancient wisdom of the drum, y'all. Even if you don't have one, all you have to do is look up djembe. Now, see, I got to write it out first so I can know. It's D-J-E-M-B-E. Djembe drum. Look up talking drum. Look up conga drums. You know, look up these drums. Get some drums. Get just a little bongo drum for your baby. And it might be interesting if your baby starts drumming and then the whole family starts dancing to what the baby is drumming. You never know what ancient wisdom you're bringing forth out of your child and bringing into your family, how you're connecting your family. So this episode was titled "Da Drums" and was an exploration of rhythm across our generations. You know, that beat, that rhythm, it penetrates our souls from the womb to adulthood 2.0 with our elders, right? Rhythm holds us and it connects us. It carries our babies the same way it carries our stories. So it's been real, y'all. Don't forget to visit us at thesandwichgeneration.com. For more information on today's episode, I'm really starting to build out the blog portion of it, not just the description, connections and resources for you. And this is a community. It's about community conversation, y'all. It ain't just me out here up in these elderly streets, up in these baby streets, up in these meet in the middle streets. It's you too. Reach out to us for ideas, suggestions, responses. Maybe you want to call into the show one day. Maybe you want to be a guest. We need some guests. It's not just me. It's you too. So remember, reach out to us at thesandwichgeneration@gmail.com. I want to really, really thank you for listening to this podcast, The Sandwich Generation, where we honor the kids, we honor ourselves, and we uplift our elders. The foundation of everything. Until next time, keep the rhythm going.